have him review what his protocols are, and then he can respond to it. Jim is not overseeing security, so he shouldn't even be addressing security.
Okay, so then I would suggest check with some type of legal counsel on it too, see what your liabilities are, if you're setting any of the wrong questions there.
Did the letter come from Joe or from, from Joe?
It came from me, but it's because I've been talking to Joe.
We can cut some expenses.
You know, I consider the airport to be a customer of our security department, and, you know, as a customer, you know, what kind of service do we want him to provide?
And I think it's fair to think that this committee probably should give some input to that, don't you, Dave?
Sure.
That's fine.
I mean, I'm not saying what the direction is, I'm just saying that I think with the way you worded the letter, it was kind of an open door to nothing to, you know, I want somebody, you know, marching back and forth in front of my door from midnight to 6 a.m.
Wouldn't there be legal ramifications too, that, you know, that the attorney might want to address? Because he cleared up that other, I mean, it was like, whoa, that was quick. You know, you got an answer right away that you could depend on, and on the,
maybe you were joking, also talk to David Rudd or whatever, and see if we can get his thoughts on that.
I mean, I think the security, this is just an opinion, and put a business owner there too, but the security should just be really roaming the overall property, and that if people, to Sam's point, if people expect an extra, go up to their door and check, and actually, I think that's an additional service, and I think you know, a tenant meeting, or, you know, at Jim's direction, Jim's sent out a letter to everybody to try to get input, but to, you know, really talk to them and say, look, if you actually want somebody to go up to your door and check it, it's $50 a month. You know, make it a profit center or something to help defray those costs, because it's I imagine the operating expenses of the airport is probably near the top of the line for top of the list of expenses, I'm guessing, to have 24-hour security. So, you know, if people really expect someone to proactively go up to their door every night and confirm the doors are locked, and then make phone calls if they're not, I think that's additional service, and if they want it, you know, $50 a month or some stipulated amount to pay for that service. I don't think so. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. So that might be another path to take, I guess. But you know, I think Sam's point is right on. You know, they roam around. They're just all they are eyes to the airport. They're not going up to everybody's door. There's too many doors to check.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they really seek that out and are willing to pay for it.
Just their presence in the area should
be, exactly.
In most cases, should be enough.
Right.
Like I said, you know, it's something that they've done for years out there, and, you know, questions have come up in the past, and this is kind of a good break point to start asking the questions. Is, do you still want us to do it the way we've been doing it? You know, what if we find a problem?
And that was my point altogether. We as a committee probably need to give some guidance to protect, in protection of the county, and, you know, the expectations of the people out there. So, and it's not only just business owners, but it's the people that park their plane there at night, for overnight parking. So we'll defer it to the next meeting. Mike recommended that the director of security. Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Can I check with the attorney, or is it just happen?
I'll talk to Dave.
I'm going to talk to Dave.
Okay.
Airport update.
Okay, what can I tell you? Got some guys are doing a great job with our new tie-down ramp. We'll be open.
I appreciate that. He could have said we're just doing a job.
The new tie-down ramp is going to be open next week. We still need to do some seal coating on the transit ramp and the other parking area. So there's going to be some do-si-doing around while we do all that. And we'll work with Garrett to make sure we're impacting operations as minimally as possible. We're still on track with our 500-foot runway extension. The environmental assessment is just about done. We're negotiating a design contract. We'll